Yom Kippur, and then Le'ez Hashem come back the Monday after Simchas Torah, right? At the 3-day Yom Tov, so Shabbos Brachos, and I guess Sunday is the travel day, and then Monday Le'ez Hashem should resume Shir. Okay, take a look at this packet. We'll see. See how long it takes us. This I labeled it Nyanei Taruvos Yom Kippur. So take a look on page. Just start with page 3. So let's learn a Magen Avraham together. Rav Gelli Shlitz from Broye said, you know, when you give a shiur on something on Gemara, so you're not fully prepared, so, you know, whatever. But if you're giving a shiur on a Magen Avraham, then you know, that's very rigorous. You know, Magen Avrahams are not easy. You have to read it slowly. That's why you have the whole Matzis HaShekel as a perish on the Magen Avraham. You know, that was the, like Rav Shekel pointed out, that was the classic way of learning Shulchan Aruch, was learning the Mechaber Ram or the Magen Avraham, Magen Avraham, Taz. Today people, you know, have Mishnah Berurah, you know, nothing wrong with Mishnah Berurah, but I'm saying that that wasn't the, you know, pre-Mishnah Berurah. That was every Rav learned Magen Avraham. That was the classic way of, so you should learn Magen Avrahams. So it says like this, let's learn the Magen Avraham together. Rashal, that's the Marshal, Hayadorish Shekol Echad Yochal Ma'at Kodem Pesach, Mikemach Shal Pesach. In other words, before Pesach, so they had the special flour for Pesach, and he said, and it was, you know, they made it for, I guess, the matzahs, etc. So he says that you should take a little bit, eat a little bit before Pesach from this kemach. Ki shema hayasham chashash chimutz v'yitle b'masha ochal. He says, because maybe this chimutz, and so we know that the din is that the chametz is also b'mashu, but that's only on Pesach. In other words, if there's a mashu of chametz in the food before Pesach, then it's batel. So it's batel, but still, you want to have a tliya to be able to say that the mashu of chametz there was is the mashu that I ate before Pesach. So it's sort of like we saw the, you know, the Shitas Rashi, that even though there's bittel, he's still he's zorik a chaticha, right? That was the Shitas Rashi in Avodah Zorah, even though he's machmer, even if it's not truma. But we're told litei mimenu la'ani, I might as well give it to la'ani, you know, a little kemach before Pesach, give out pre-Pesach you know, food. Give it to the Ani. V'tzarech Ian. So he asked the Kasha. So this is the Marshal. So the Magen Avraham Tzarech Ian. The Zel Dafka B'dover Choshev. She'en Sarv Yavish V'yavish Nechalachem Asa Kol Mutter. Moshe Kosev B'yordeya. He says that if you have yavish b'yavish, b'nechal lechem mehem as a kol mutter, aval b'kemach b'kemach mikri lach b'lach, v'mei shishim a kol shari, v'ein shishim a kol osir. So he says, he doesn't think that you have to do this by kemach b'kemach, because he says, that din, you see, we have two types of tarovas, as we discussed. There's yavish b'yavish, right? And there's lach b'lach. So yavish b'yavish is when they're not mixed together. So midoraisa chad b'trei batel. But if it's a dover chashuv, it's not batel midrabanan. Like Katifa Ruth is Kabbid. So if it's not a slider. It's not a slider. It's a davar chashuv. So midrabbanan, it's not batal. But if one of them got eaten up, so then you could be told out, and the issur derabbanan will be lifted as well. But this whole concept that, you know, that you have to eat one because it's a chedor, it might not be batal, is only what? Yavish be yavish. But if you have lach v'lach means that it really got mixed together. In other words, you have kosher milk and treif milk. So it's all together. So by lach v'lach, either you have shishim or you don't have shishim. If you have shishim, it's a bottle. You don't have shishim, it's not a bottle. So this concept that you have to take away a little bit, that's only by yavish b'yavish, because yavish b'yavish, we have a chumrah that if it's not, if it's a davar chashuv, then it's not batal. So he says, and if you look in the Chok Yaakov, look at the Chok Yaakov on page 1 here. Is the real Kimcha de Pischa. Right? We call most Chid Kimcha de Pischa. In those days, Kimcha de Pischa means they gave you flour so you can go bake matzahs. Kimcha de Pischa today, they give you a check, they give you a chicken, they give you whatever. But the old Kimcha de Pischa was literally Kimcha de Pischa. So he says, So the Magen Avraham says, it's only a chumra ba'al, back in the Magen Avraham on page 4. It's only a chumra ba'alma. Because, you see, lach v'lach, remember Rabbi Josh Hoffman, the Zatzal, was telling me once that Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik once had a conversation with Rav Palm about kemach b'kemach. You know, this is a discussion in the poskim. Where you have kemach b'kemach, two different types of kemach. Like, here we're talking about kosher l'Pesach kemach and chametz kemach. That got mixed together. So is that called yavish b'yavish, or is that called lach b'lach? Because on one hand, it's not a liquid, right? But on the other hand, it's not like pieces of hamburgers. So the Magen Avraham says kemach b'kemach is lach b'lach. So it has the regular dinim of lach b'lach. So the regular dinim of lach b'lach is what? That you need shishim. If it's mimbamino, you need shishim midraban. If it's mimbashayno mino, you need shishim minatoyra. Vitzach loma del chumra ba'al manachte. So he says that the whole thing is just the chumra. That's a good bekias to know. Who does the Magen Avraham call Oso Tzadik? The Marshal. Yesh l'hach mirhol v'yotza mipi Oso Tzadik. So that's the Magen Avraham says the whole thing is just a chumah v'alma. But if you look now in the Chok Yaakov, the Chok Yaakov says a vort. Where it says v'li nira. Here it says v'li nira. The line begins v'li nira d'dina koma. No, he thinks it's a real din. Tavagav b'taymu kemach b'kri lach b'lach b'kri mokom hadas tzas k'dole postim. He says there are shitas that hold that kemach v'kemach is not called lach v'lach. So if you have, it's called Yavish B'Yavish. So if it's called Yavish B'Yavish, so then, in other words, so what's the din by Yavish B'Yavish? So Yavish B'Yavish is bottle, chad betray. So say I have three matzahs before Pesach. One is two are kosher Pesach and one is chametz. But you can't tell the difference. And they got mixed in. So it's bottle. But then once Pesach comes, it's chos v'neir. By lach v'lach, once it was bottle, it was bottle. Like for example, somebody cooks before Pesach and they had chametz in the pot.
Liquor.
Yeah, but you had shishim, and it got cooked, so it was. And you had shishim kenegdo, so it's bottom. And then you can even eat it on Pesach. Even those chametz. But it was nisar before. And if it's not nisar before, it's bottle of shishim. And it's not chos v'neir. It's lach v'lach. But yavish is more chomer. Because yavish is always more chomer because... You know, it's distinct pieces, etc. Chozer v'neir means that meaning one Pesach comes, even though it was technically bottled before, because it was chad betray, but now once Pesach comes, the Isser is not bottled anymore. So you can't eat anything. Not necessarily. Maybe be the Rabbanim, let's assume. So it's chos v'neir, so you can't eat it. So he's saying, so that's the same thing over here. So if you have dough, you have flour, and some of the flour was nischametz, and most of it was not, and it's the same thing, and it was nisar before Pesach, but once Pesach comes, it's chos v'neir. One second. Okay, kol mat the efshel asakim lachatchil latzes halib the koyal masaknin the yochel mat the talina b'masha ochal. But if it's only a little bit, so therefore what? Before Pesach, take away a little bit, give it to the ani, and we can be retoila that little bit, even though most probably the little bit you gave was not the same little bit, but we can retoila, and that chumrah of chos v'neir won't apply because. You were already zorik. You gave it to the ani before Pesach.
Why is it chozer
v'neir? Meaning before Pesach,
right.
Right. It means that technically it's bottle, but right because it's not relevant. You say right.
Would the ani be allowed to use that flour on Pesach, or do you have to use it beforehand? If we're being told on.
Oh, you'd use it before him. We'd eat it before him, Pashas. Now, Abba Gav Dvor B'Yordeya, the Lo Talina B'Masha Ochal Alim Kein She'Ochal Shogeg and Ofla Me'atzmo. In other words, but the whole din of Talia is that, in other words, if you have something that a Dover Choshev that's bottles, so then it's not bottle. You're finished. It's only by accident the dog ate a piece of one of the matzahs. Wow. A good dog. So he saved the day. But I can't take it, you know, because it's not bottle. I can't look at chila, do the taliyah if you have the taliyah. So he says, or b'shogig it happened. But not because mokum came in nasa kodem pesach. Shazadai Shaz Heter who Lekel Mechash Klal. He says, so that's only by like a treif. You have three pieces of meat. Two are kosher, one is treif. So we saw a Chabashrei Batel, but if it's a Dover Choshev, it's not a slider bun, a slider or whatever. So it's what? it's also, so now I'm stuck. I mean, Darbanan, I'm stuck. But if the dog comes ahead and eats one, Yashkayach, give Yashkayach to the dog. But I can't go ahead and do it. It's only if it happened by itself. So here, Chok Yaakov says, you mamish what, you're going ahead and you're feeding it to the, you're giving it to the Ani. So he says, well, it's before Pesach. So before Pesach, like Israel said, there's no Issa before Pesach, really. So then, see, normally by trade, it's also now. So you can't, but here, it's before Pesach, Azadayin Shas Heterhu, Lekel Mechash Klal. So then you don't have to worry. So it comes out that the Magen Avraham is saying that the Marshal's Din is a Chumra Ba'alma, because it's really Lach V'Lach. So it's Batal, it's not Chos of an Eretz, it's just a Chumra Ba'alma. And the Chok Yaakov says, no, he's Choshesh, that it's Yavish B'Yavish. So since he's Choshesh, that it's Yavish B'Yavish, so then Medina you need to get rid of. So in other words, it's going to be Chozer V'Neir, right, if it's Yavish B'Yavish. So that's a din.
So the way we're fixing it is...
We're fixing it by removing it.
Removing one part.
One part.
That's,
yeah.
Toilet, like,
and we have
Tola.
Yeah.
Which the Ramah called the
Yeah, but he, that's by a Yavish B'Yavish, maybe that's not a Dover Choshev. But here it's a Dover Choshev, so then it's Medina.
This is my more of a metaphysical question about like the process he's using. He's saying that the idea of being Yotze on the Shitas is the Dina as opposed to the Chok.
Who's it?
The Chok Yisrael.
The Chok Yaakov.
Chok Yaakov.
Where are you reading? The first word. Meaning, most probably the idea is that it's an easy tikkun.
Okay.
You know, why not? It's an easy thing. Like the Ran says in Psachim. There's a question that Gemara Psachim, where do you do Haseba? By the first two kosas or the last two kosas? So the Gemara says, so we're not sure, we do all four. So the Ran says, what are you talking about? Safek Darabanu Lakula. So one teretz he gives is, yeah, but then you're going to say Safek Darabanu Lakula, you're not going to do any Haseba. And the other teretz he gives is, no, it's easy. It's easily rectifiable. So since it's easily rectifiable, we don't say Safek Darabanu Lakula. So when it's the cow, we could just get rid of it. So you're asking, you know, why do we have to be yotzei all the day? It's in economy. But if it's the cow, in other words, we even have the principle of something there, bottle of kula, which we normally, a well-accepted principle, the Ran of Sachem says, we don't say it if it's very easily rectifiable. So here it's very easily rectifiable. A little thing fell in, so take a little bit out. Big deal.
The difference between a deer and a plumber is you're more
mechayev
to do, and here you're more
mechayev
to do because it's easy. It's not because of
the
actual
strength. Yeah, so I'm saying here it's bakal. Okay. It's all bakal. He's sucking, so might as well. What's your name?
Adin. Would this all work if you knew there was comments in the deal with the book apple? So say, oh, it's before paper, or something in the flowers. Because the Marshal said that we had a subject that. You have a chashash thing, which maybe there's some coming from the flower, so we'll be told that in case there is, we'll pull it on the but to say that this would work...
He's saying here the case is a suffix. In other words, everyone got their kimcha de pischa from wherever. Now we're telling everyone, so take at the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, the Marshal got up and said, okay, everyone should give a little bit... he's saying, would he say that if it was...
If the Mokyakul thinks that you can be mashlech l'chatchila, it's not ushered yet, and then it work even if you know.
I mean, maybe he's only saying the whole thing is the whole Isser was a suffix. Who said there was any comments there anyway? Okay, that's a good point.
If we're saying that the count of 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 the that would mean that at any point throughout the process, any product means that we would always have status halach product, even if you were saying now you made matzah, you made bread, you made whatever with it, that matzah or bread is not yavish, like normal matzah or bread had that already been made, it would be halach even though it's bread, not...
Okay. So who's the other shita that says that it's yavish b'yavish, that it's not lach b'lach? So let's take a look at the Tosas in Yevamos on page 5. So he says, "V'od nira dafil kemach kevin shetzoninu ve'in tam mispashet batel." So he says the time is not in the spashe, so it's not hot. It's the time is there's no time that's in the spashe. So he says, you know, like if you have orange juice that falls into milk, so the orange juice time is in the spashe. Here, even though the kemach gets mixed in, so it's mixed in, but the time is where it is. So the shach quotes this Tosus from page 6. It says, "Cause of a bach, the kemach 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 the livul mikul lach lach. Bach says lach lach. Hakein cause of Marie. Hakein cause of a kedusha erashba. Yeah. Hakein Tosus v'alchem. The lo kidemash from the Tosus terka oril. The kemach kemach lach 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 el shehu roseach. In other words, if it's roseach, so then the time is nispashet. If it's not roseach, then it's called yavish b'yavish. So that's the other shita. So you have the machlokas haposkim. So the Magen Avraham quotes this marshal, and he says the whole thing is a chumra because it's lach b'lach. And the shach quotes this tosis in Yevamos that says it's called the yavish. Yavish be yavish. And he brings both of them.
Seems to be a majority in the other direction.
Though. Yeah. Majority is the other direction, true. The locum, right. Right. He seemed to more to be no-till that it's lach b'lach. Right. But that's the other shita. So this is just a fundamental discussion, and you know I never discussed it before in the shir, but this machlokes haposkim, whether kemach for kemach is called lach for lach or is it called yavish for yavish. Oh, so now let's go to Yom Kippur. So let's take a look on page 1. The Gemara, the Mishnah in Yuma, on page 1, Mem Gimel on the base. The Chol Yom Haisa Daka, Vayom Daka Min Adaka. We know the Ketores had different samamanim, right? The different spices that were together. So it was fine. It was ground up. But for Yom Kippur, the Ketores was super. Daka Min Adaka. And that's what the Gemara says in Krisis here, page 2. Look on top. Shlosh amani misayim shem hem machnis kavel mochav yochundim nosin osol machteshes v'nosin osol machteshes v'every yom kippurim shochton yofe yofe kidei shnei daka min adaka. In other words, on the Torahs was made, but the ones for Yom Kippur were brought back into the Machteshes, and there's ground more on Erev Yom HaKippurim, because we wanted it to be super fine. Shei Dakim and Hadaka. The Tanya Daka Matamalom of Ranema Shachtacha Men Hadek. Right? So Uktoris is ground up. Matamalom of Daka. So what's the Chiddush of Daka on Yom Kippur? Kidei Shitei Daka Men Hadaka. So on Yom Kippur, there's a Kapeda that we want it to be Daka Men Hadaka. Super, super fine. Oh. So I was thumbing through. This sefer Eretz Tzvi, I write the title of the sefer. Usually, I assumed it was going to be written on the top of the page, so I didn't bother to write it. The Kozhuk Lover is the great Gaon from Europe. I recommend you go on 5A in the library. You get off the elevator of 5A. There's a big picture of him. I remember the day that I was in the library once on the fifth floor, and I hear Dr. Lamb's voice from 5A, and they were having a ceremony. They were dedicating the 5A to the Kozhuk Lover, because his family gave, I guess, money to the yeshiva. And so the Kozhuk Lover was the big gong from Europe. He took over Rav Meir Lublin in Chachmei Lublin. He was the Hashiva after him. I think he succeeded Avni Nezer. He was a man of great, great stature. Great, great stature. He was killed. You know, the tshuvas are Gaonish tshuvas. I remember there's a Rav of Shedoritsky. Anyone from Kew Garden Hills here? Rav Shedoritsky is the Rav of the Aguda. He retired. He was in Brooklyn now. So he told me that he was the Chavrus in Slobodka in Eretz Yisrael, not with Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein. So that was Rav Yashiv's son-in-law. So he says that he remembered that the Shabbos that Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein got engaged to Rav Yashiv's daughter, unfortunately since she had passed away and he remarried, as Rav Shechter pointed out, that his second wife is a doctor. That's why he's very involved in this. Rav Shechter pointed out the medical Shabbos. His first wife was Rav Yashiv's daughter. So he remembered that Shabbos they got engaged, that Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein spent Shabbos with Rav Yashiv. And Rav Yashiv had just received the Sefer of the Kozhuk Lover, the Tshuvas, Eretz Tzvi. And the whole Shabbos he was reading it, and he was Shtoymer from the Sefer. So the Kozhuk Lover wrote other Svarim as well, on Chumash and the Drushes on the, you know, Bereal, the type of Drushes that he, you know, gave. So I was thumbing through, and then I saw this piece, and I said, you know what, this would be good to say over in the Yerideish year, right before Yom Kippur, because it gives you the basic machloikas about the kemach bekemach, and then it gives you a word for Yom Kippur. So take a look on page 7. He said this over in Motzai Yom Kippur, Tofresh Fei Zayin. The Erev Yom HaKippurim hayu machnisim esak toras orapam l'machteshes kidei she'edakam l'adaka. He says, K'tishas haktoras, he remes al his chabrus Yisrael yachad, right? That's the famous Gemara in Krisis over there. That take a look on page 2, on the bottom, the second arrow, where it says, you see, Avavim Beis in the Masechta Krisis on page 2. Amar Abchana Bamizna, Amar Abshim Chasida, Kol Taini She'emba Biposhi Yisrael Eina Tainis. She'echel ben Arecha Ra'am Noa Kosim Samane Hektoris. That Chelbena was one of the Samanim and had bad smell, but it still was one of part of the different spices of the Ktoris. Because everyone has to be included in the Tainis Tzibur. So the idea being that the various spices in the Ktoris represent the various different Jews. So even the Chelbena was the Jew that's not so great, has the bad smell, is also a part of it. So he says, K'tishas haktoras he remez al hizchabrus Yisrael yachad. Hafiyu im hapchusim sheb Yisrael, hizchabru b'lev sholem, yesh b'zehar beitov, machmas chelak hatov shebehem. So even the pchusim, you know, they still have good qualities also. They just have some, you know, things that they have to fix. So he says like this. That's the Mogen Avrom we just did. Hakoponim, if Shenilmer Hadover Boror, the Chol Shenitchan Hakemach Dach Biyoser, Domehu Yoser Lach Balach. In other words, the more fine the grinding is, then it's almost like liquid. You know, the more fine it is, the more it, you know, like sand. It's very fine, so the granules mix together. Yesh Bila, right? Dumar says, you know, when you mix liquids together, we assume that everything gets mixed together. The chem b'ktoros kol shenitchan yoser chazach misarev yoser. There's a machloikis by regular kemach because that's not as fine. But the more fine it is, the more it's misarev. Al ken kol shem b'ktoros shal yom kippur pan nosefes. So that's why on erev Yom Kippur we put it into the grinder again. So daka min hadaka. The horos b'zeh da'av mishi yeshu avos Yisrael kol hashana, was to show that even though you're connected to other Jews the whole year and everyone's intermingled, and that's the Torahs, lo tasvik zu etzlo Yom Kippur. But Yom Kippur, you have to have a higher standard. You have to be even more connected. El b'yom ze Yosef omitz ve'ovlis kasher u'vishachid im kol Yisrael ba'ava aza. But the Avos Yisrael on Yom Kippur has to have a upper notch. And that's why Machzirin l'machteshes. Yachik milibo kol nidut sin of a taromisk. Yadisib hilchas Yom Kippurim. Mehai tami yifaisu kol echon l'chaveir b'el Yom Kippurim. V'zeh haremez b'pul hazu sh'osimaz. So he says, so therefore, we wanted to make him as lach b'lach as we can. Because lach b'lach is the ultimate. So even though I gave a whole shiur in Tinek the other day about Yom Kippur as everyone's insulated, but in terms of the Avos Yisrael Shabbo, the Avos Yisrael Shabbo is the time that where people ask mechila and we hopefully mend things with people, etc. So that's the message of the Ketores, that machzirin l'machteshes be'ev yom kippurim shetei dakam and hadaka, because we want the mixture to be more of a mixture. Not just the mixture of the whole year round, which is the chelbana, you know, is included, recharam and anakosuv, but what? But in Yom Kippur, you know, even if it should be a shaila of kemach for kemach the rest of the year, but this is daka and adaka, so maybe this is more of a lach balach situation. So therefore, the standard of Avos Yisrael that we have the rest of the year should be heightened at Erev Yom Kippur, and that's the tarovis. So it's a better tarovis on Erev Yom Kippur. And that's similar to the idea of the Meshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma in Daf Torah of Shabbos Chazon, I should have put it in this packet, but I didn't, but you look it up in Shabbos Chazon, in Daf Torah, by Devarim. So the Meshech Chochma says, the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu that that he says the people are bringing korbanos, but their mincha is a mincha shav, and the ktoros is a ktoros to'eva. So the question is, why is he bothered by the mincha and the ktoros? What about all the other korbanos? So Ramea Simcha says like this. You know, Ramea Simcha is the Meshech Chochma. He was considered his sefer. In other words, even though he wrote Oros Sameach and he wrote other things. I remember many years ago, Rabbi Akiva Resnick, who was known from Elizabeth, from Eretz Yisrael, so he's Rav Teitz's grandson, Rabbi Blau's nephew. So he said that Rav Teitz, you know, Rabbi Blau's father-in-law, you know, was close with the Rogachover and the Oros Sameach in Divinsk. And he said that whenever he would come in to see the Or Sameach, so there would be a lot of times the gilyonis from the Orsamech would be on the table. Because they weren't printed yet. The Orsamech wasn't printed yet, the Meshech Chochmah wasn't printed yet. But the Meshech Chochmah he would never keep out publicly. The Meshech Chochmah was always on the lock and key. That was like very, very dear to him. Orsamech was also, but that was, also the Meshech Chochmah he writes that. And he's like this. What was the problem? He calls them Ksine Stone. The people were like stone. They were problems made out of Lechaverim. So the Meshech Chochmah says like this. A Korban Mincha can only be brought either by a Yochid or by a Tzibur. You can't bring a Korban Mincha. That's a din. You can't bring Korban Mincha B'Shutfus. Partners. Because a Yochid is one unit. A Tzibur is also one unit. Shutfus is two people. That's two people. It's not one unit. So since they weren't the Achdus, they weren't the Sarev together, so the Mincha was a Mincha Shav. And the Ktoris was a Ktoris Toeva, because the Ktoris represents this idea that everyone is Nisarev together, the Achdus, and he calls them Ksine Stom, so obviously there were people like Stom, that was the main problem with Stom, they didn't do Chaveru, they didn't do Chesed, etc. So after these two Korbanos were the ones that the Navi says that your Mincha is a Mincha Shav, because you're not one unit, so you're not a real tzibur. So therefore, so your mincha is mincha shav, and the ktoris is ktoris toeva. Because the whole point of ktoris is everything is narev together. But what the Kosher Glove is telling over here that's certainly true the whole year. But Yom Kippur has to be a higher notch. The ben adam lechaver is a higher notch. So therefore, machzir and lemachteshes the erev Yom Kippurim. And that even the Tosfos in Yevamos and the Shita that Kemach B'Kemach is Yavish B'Yavish, but this has to be closer to Falach Falach.
So he's the Lashon of his Kashav, he's Achad, in Kol Yisrael. Is that the appropriate response for Lashon to merge with the Lashon?
Okay, that's a very good question.
And I'm
trying to right. So that's a very good question of how that, and that's too much to discuss right now. I mean, they talk about it, Lagabe the Dalminim, because the Dalminim also is the four coming together, and what that means, and how to balance that, and that requires a separate discussion, but not for now. So,
what?
Dak. Yeah, probably, but he's just saying that it's closer. Okay, I just thought that this would be a good. You learned the Mogen Avraham, you learned the Ashach, you learned the Chok Yaakov, you learned this, so that was before Yom Kippur. And anyway, the Tamki Ikish here is the beginning of a new series, so it doesn't make sense that we should start the new series today and then take a 2-week break. And so it works out good that way. But something that I thought. So let me just say a couple of things. So now we have a shtickel bein hazmanim. So it's an opportunity. How many shiurim did we have so far in Yerideya? What? Five, six, five. Okay, it's something. It's a chaticha of sorts. I don't know. Realist kabe, not realist. But it's something. So you can get time during the break to chazer over a little, be good, because I always recommend, Bez Hashem will have two bechinas on Tarovis and two bechinas on Basim Cholov, and it, builds up. So if you really want to, do it well, you should chazer, like the Gemara says in Erevin, you should learn the chazer, not wait to learn a lot. And then the Gemara says, Yodi Rabbanan v'hai milsa v'ka'avri alei. But everyone knows it, but they violate it anyway, because it's human nature. You always want to go weiter. So so Hakadosh Baruch Hu brings the Yom Tovim in, so it gives us an opportunity to. I think it's basic Yisodos that we've talked about. Basically we did the Simon Kuf Tes. That was the main thing we did. So this was a good ending for that idea, and a good introduction to we start Tamki Iker after Yom Tovim. And it's nice to meet everyone. I still want to get to know everyone. I don't know everyone totally yet, but hopefully soon I'll get to know a lot of people I do know from this year, for the past, etc. And if you have any questions, you know, with Bruce is this, Rabbi Tuchman is always here, as you know, to help out. And I wish everyone a Gemach HaSima Tova. Should be a good year. We should only have good health for ourselves, our families, so we should be able to, you know, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, all the brachas of Gashmius in the Torah are to enable Ruchnius. Because if we have problems with our Gashmius, then it's going to steer the Ruchnius. That's what the Rambam says, not the Schar. The Schar, you can't imagine what the Schar is. That's in the Olam Ha'emes, the Schar you're going to get. What it says in the Torah, that's not Schar. That's not even Schar. That's just the facilitator. What Schar is, Ayin L'Roi L'Kim Shul Osech, as the Pasuk says. So we should all be Zokha to the Schar, but we should be Zokha in Olam Hazeh, that whatever Tzorche Haguf and Tzorche other Tzorchem that a person has in this world, HaGadosh Baruch Hu should make it easy, and we should be able to focus on our Tzorche Hadashama, and we should all have a Gemach HaSima Tova, and Bez Hashem, I'm looking forward to Bez Hashem after Sukkot to continue, so Gemach HaSima Tova to everybody.